My Mum, Tracy Beaker. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Charlie Sanderson. Have you heard of My Mum, Tracy Beaker? You'll know her if you live in Marlborough Tower. The whole of the Duke Estate knows My Mum. Everyone knows her. In the shops and down the market, in the library and the fried chicken place and the chippy and at my school. When we first moved, I called our block Marble Tower by mistake. That made Mum crack up laughing. "You make it sound like a palace," she said, and blew a raspberry. "I wish." The towers aren't made of shiny white marble. They're just ordinary brick. And near the ground, they're covered with graffiti tags and very rude words. Everyone says the Duke Estate is a rubbish place. Our tower is often ankle-deep in real rubbish, and the boys keep setting fire to the waste bins, which doesn't help. But it's our first proper home together, just the two of us. Before that, we lived with Cam, but lots of big girls live there too, so it got a bit squashed. Cam's a foster mum. She looks after them all. She looked after us as well, but Mum wanted us to have a proper home, just her and me. Marlborough Tower is a dump outside, but we've made our flat really lovely. Mum painted the living room walls red, so it looks really cosy, and got a purple sofa with red cushions. Mum sits at one end, I sit at the other. Sometimes I put my feet on Mum's lap and she tickles them. We've got a television and a bookcase, because we both love reading. And on the wall, we've got a picture of a mother cuddling her daughter. We found it at a boot fair for only a couple of pounds, and we both loved it straight away. It's by an 18th century French painter, a woman, which makes it even more special. The mother and daughter look a bit like us, with our curly dark hair. We have all sorts of great boot fair and junk shop finds. We have mother and baby China dogs going for a walk along the windowsills, and a little cluster of China ladies with balloons chatting together on the side table. Sometimes we pretend they have a sing-song and warble Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. There's a pretend parrot in a cage, three plaster ducks flying up the wall, and little bluebirds kissing beak to beak on top of the bookcase. The kitchen is yellow, so it feels sunny, even if it's pouring outside. We have Toby jugs all along the windowsill grinning at us. We got them cheap, because most are cracked and a couple have lost their handles. We keep spoons in one, forks in another, and knives in a third. During the summer, I pick daisies and dandelions to put in our Lady Toby jug, and in the winter, there are plastic daffodils,